Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
And everywhere, just close your eyes. Don't look at anybody. Close your eyes and pray in the spirit. Let your eyes not be open. And pray in the spirit. Go ahead. La braga ba 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 shala la ba ba ya ka ba 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 ba. Libra harabosh. Let your eyes be closed everywhere while you pray. La baka subraga dia kamara da ba shana balagada ya. Le baraga ba 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 la kabaraga ba 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 ba. Shakata la bragadia kapara do busu kabala da baya. Ala kabala kababa ba 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 shakabala gada baya. Rekabada gaba ba 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 ya. O sokotola da baya gadia kabara da bubu shakada da baya. Rekababa ba la kaba. Make sure your eyes are closed everywhere. While you pray, Ramato Shakabaya Alatakaba Libranda Kababa Shalabragadia Kabaradabaya Parapata Sukababa Babalagadabaya Padababa Shakabaladabaya. We flow where the river flows. 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 We flow where the spirit flows. We flow where the spirit flows. We flow where the spirit flows. Go ahead. Oh, we flow where the river flows. 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 La bashada da bali grabata soba gababaya. Lift your voices, pray in the spirit. Ara karabu shara balagada baya karabalagari akarada ucho. Ora kabala kalabande baraka. O shaka baba bala kalabria kanda barakabu. I can hear you. Pray. Bara na gada shanda baga na rabaya baba baba baya. Le basha takabara tabasha kababusha. Libranda basuka la bragadia. So that your spirit is in synchrony with the moment, with what God is doing. Pray, if you need to close your eyes to concentrate, close your eyes. Pray. Mean business in your prayer. Don't just be doing it casually. Pray. Basha kabala na bala kabarata kabaya. Leba shanda bakada bagadia. Bala para kababa bala kaba. Lira bakasu kabala gadaya. Ende kabala bala gadabaya. Mean business in your prayer. Don't just watch us. Pray in whatever way you can pray. Pray, somebody. We have 2 minutes more. Go ahead and pray. Press in your prayer. Press. Pray. Let your eyes be closed. Pray. 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 Patakata. Patakata ladia kabanata. Rapakato shabababaya. Parakambetolia kaba. Feliata natus kalatish. Epala rata. Barakaba. Let the river flow. Shabakata liakaba rakaba baba baba baba. Maregade eshana mama. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost rise from our inside tonight. Meshala baba 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 ya. Elakamba rakaba barakekataya. Eshala babala. Ataka epara baba baba shana na 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 baba 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 regebo shaka baba baba rababa baba 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 yakala la la gada baba baba la gada la gada elagada baba baba rakata la gada baba 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 shada gada baba 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 bendeka erebebe shokora baba legada baba 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 Ragadaba la katala lagadia kataba babaya Rotom shaka epakatale perekelia Rekaira barakarata Eshalania karende La rabendongo Orondo shamano Ilakaba ponde kababa Rakale katale kaba Eshababa regadia ka Arande Nakala radaga arataka lakaba baba ashaba rekamandanga ilaraba shaba baba baba. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost rise from my inside. Pray somebody. Balamba baraka baba baba baraka laba eleba baba raka baba 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 baba. Don't just be watching somebody pray, 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 pray in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Shaka taka tanya baba 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 baba. Rapapa kata la da baba baba baba. Rapapa kata. Shana na 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 baba 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 baba. Rapapa baba baba baba. Kata kata la da baba 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 baba. Inaka baba dosha baba baba. Rapapa shaba kata. Eka baba baba baba. Bendi akara dosha baba baba baba. Raga da 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 da.
King of kings, Lord of war, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. You are the King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of all.
Paradaga baba baba baba. Paradaga da balaga da bashande kabara kapa baba 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 baba. Rakada da balaga da balaga da baba baba baba.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Katabarata kabu shanda baba baba baba. Hallelujah. You can now all agree that there is peace in your spirit, isn't it? Let's be seated. The reason why sometimes we have to stir you before preaching the word is so that at the end we don't waste the investment of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible said the enemy has come but to steal, kill and destroy. He is the father of destruction. He is the father of all lies. He likes to make sure that Christians are confused. So I was just wondering over the topic for tonight, while studying, and wondering how to go about the teaching. As you all know, the topic is the rise of saviors. But we're going to talk about it in two dimensions. We're going to see it from two angles. Of course, firstly, I'm going to steer the fact of what a savior means and show you God's perspective of a savior from scriptures. And secondly, I will show you how that God did not just tell us to go and start saving people. I want to show you how capacitated you are, how qualified you are, how much strength he has invested in people he calls saviors. Are we together? So I need you all to open your hearts and just hear the word of the Lord. Don't listen to the word tonight casually. The Bible says when the word comes, harden not your heart and refuse to be distracted. Are we together? Just give the Lord a few minutes and he will be able to do whatever he wants to do tonight. So let's start from Obadiah 1:21. It starts from 20. Now, let me see something around 15 first. Verse 15. Alright, give me verse 13. Alright, now go back to verse 20. It says, and the captives of these hosts of the children of Israel shall possess the land of the Canaanites. It said, as far as Zarephath. It said, the captives of Jerusalem who are in Sepharad shall possess the cities of the south. Next part of scripture. It said, the deliverers will ascend Mount Zion to rule over the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will belong to the Lord. Now, this is something that happened in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. It's something that happens in the Old Testament, but somehow it
paints the picture of God. Not because we concluded from the Old Testament, right? The Bible said Jesus is the end of the law. That means, you know, the law were in types and shadows. And since the Bible calls Jesus the end of the law, it simply means that Jesus brings more clarity. He's the clarity of everything in scriptures. When we look at Jesus, we understand everything that happened in the Old Testament. Through Jesus, who is the object of all those types and shadows, we understand everything that happened in the Old Testament. Because Jesus is the light of scripture. And that's why in Mark, I think 4, around 24, the Bible said, He opened their eyes that they may understand all that are written about Him in what? The prophets, the Psalms, and in Moses, the Bible calls it Moses instead of the Torah. Moses, the prophet, and the Psalms. Are we together? So Jesus is the light of scriptures. In the Old Testament, things were in types and shadows. Are we together? In the Old Testament, things were in what? In types and shadows. Coincidentally, in Hebrews 11:1, the Bible explained faith. The goal of that explanation of faith was not to even explain what actual faith is. But at the end of everything, we saw that it even explained what actual faith is. If you look at Hebrews 11:1, the Bible said, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Alright? It said, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then in verse 2, it says something striking. It said, For by it the elders obtain a good report. Then it goes on to give us a good picture of what it meant in verse 1. Go ahead to verse 3. It says, By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And when we say worlds here, we're not talking about where we are today. We're talking about the old world, the old age, according to the interpretation in the original word. So the activities they saw, you know, the arrangement, you know, the world simply means the arrangement of the earth in their days. The arrangement of the things they saw, the activities, you know, the lamb slain, the way the altars were made. Are you people here tonight? The way the temple were decorated, the way they did their ceremonies in church services, alright, or temple services, were actually a function of the word. They had an idea of all these things from the word. The reason why they kill a lamb every once in a year was because they pictured Jesus in his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. So now, why the Bible now says Jesus is the end of the law is because when Jesus appeared, we saw the real object of everything we had been doing in types and shadows. Now that Jesus, who is the real lamb that is supposed to be slain, has come. So there is no need to once in a year kill a lamb again. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because Jesus is the end of all the law practices. Alright? Another thing you can look at is how they were getting washed, several washes, the Bible said in Hebrews 10 and 9. They had several kind of washes they did in the Old Testament to make people clean. Are we together? But if you come to the New Testament, Jesus ended those practices. He said, I am the living waters. And if he said he is the living water, then he then says, if anyone be in Christ, is a what? New creation. That simply means, in the New Testament, you don't look out for water to get purified. You understand that in Jesus you are what? Purified. Are you people getting this? Alright, so that is why the Bible says Jesus is the end of the law. Alright, the manifestation of Jesus on the earth ends all of the practices in the Old Testament. So the Bible explaining what faith is in Hebrews 11 says, is that by faith we understand that the worlds, the arrangement in their time were framed by the word of God. They had a picture, an idea of the word, and they framed things to help them. The things they framed were more like substance that helped their faith. Alright, so whenever they kill a lamb, they had serious faith, strong faith, that their sins were forgiven. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? But they knew that the lamb is not the reason why their sins were forgiven. They were foreseeing Jesus in his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. Even though they didn't have a full picture of everything. Alright? Whenever they got into water and got themselves purified by all of their religious practices, they felt they were truly clean. So getting into water was a substance that helped them hold so there to their faith. All of these practices were coined from the word. For instance, go to verse 4. The Bible says, by faith Abel offered to God a more what? excellent sacrifice than Cain. Now stop here, stop here. How did Abel offer a better sacrifice than Cain? By faith. What was the faith there? Was it knowing Jesus? No, it was a practice. If you read the story, the Bible said, you know, we were taught in Sunday schools that Cain brought rotten fruits and everything, but it's not true. If you look at the Bible says Cain was so strong, he had the power to till the ground, but Abel was not that strong. So Cain had loved Moses, he could till the ground, and his harvest was so big. I want to show you why Cain was legitimately angry. The Bible says it. He had all the best fruit, he brought it before the Lord. So he expected that his brother Abel should have no chance considering his own sacrifice. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because his own were the best. They were better than Abel's own. Abel brought the same kind of things, but they were not as better as what Cain sacrificed. But Abel understood he understood the algorithm his father Abraham taught him. Adam taught him. How did Adam taught him? Adam learnt it in the garden when he left. Remember? The Bible says when they drove Adam away from the garden, the Bible says the angel of the Lord, what did he do? He slew a lamb and he covered what? Their nakedness. And they left there. What was the picture that the angel of the Lord was trying to paint? That the reason you ever come here, you know, this your nakedness today will be covered one day and you discover yourself back in Eden, is when Jesus comes, who is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, dies for us, and by him you are covered to come back into Eden. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So he learned that and he taught his children. But of course, Cain was not listening because he trusted in his own ability. He wouldn't listen. It didn't make so much sense. Just like in our generation today, when we teach grace, it doesn't make sense to people that think they have prayer power. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? It doesn't make any sense to them. So they are surprised that they have done a lot of sacrifices, 12 hours, yet they are addicted to pornography. And so they are angry at people who have not really dedicated 12 hours, but probably 5 hours with a good and rich understanding of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, living in a better glory than them. Are you people catching what I'm trying to explain to you? And so they are wondering, now, I'm not in any way sustaining or steering laziness, but get the point now, that if you boast in prayer, there is praying activity, because I don't even consider it as prayer. Prayer is not sitting down and just making, shouting, and you know the Bible says you could be a clanging cymbal. In 1 Corinthians 13, it says, I can pray in tongues of men and of angels and still know nothing. That's what the Bible said. In 1 Corinthians 13. So prayer is not, you know, when you have this prayer fire, you know, you are shouting. It's not a proof yet that you know God. It is possible that you are just doing those things and they are all noise. Meanwhile, for some of you not even doing at all, you are in a bigger trouble. Are you getting the balance now? So that some people will not say, I talk him. No, you're not even making an attempt. You are in a deeper trouble. In fact, your own problem has no definition yet. Are we together? So, people doing all of those activities, you know, those activities are not a proof that you know God. That's why 1 Corinthians said, though I speak with tongues of what? Men. And tongues of what? Angels. Because there are several kinds of tongues. The tongues of men are tongues that people understand. Are we together? The tongues of angels are tongues that only spiritual beings understand. That's what Paul explained in 1 Corinthians, where he said, though when I pray in tongues, my mind is unfruitful, meaning my mind wouldn't understand. He said, but in the spirit I utter what? Mysteries. You see that? Then that was the same tongues Paul spoke about in Romans 8. He said, we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. And so the Holy Spirit comes as an enablement through what? Tongues. As we have a desire to pray and we start praying, then he helps us to pray the will of God. Verse 27 says so. He said, he that knoweth the will of the Spirit prays for us according to the will of the Father. Then in verse 28, he said, and that is why all things suddenly begins to what? Work for what? For good. You see that? Are you people here tonight? So you see, when we pray in the Spirit, we may not know what we are saying, but physically, suddenly, everything was surprised, begin to work together for our what? Our good. You see that? Are you guys here tonight? So tongues is beautiful, it's wonderful, you know, I'm just trying to explain that. But you see, if you don't understand revelation, if you don't have a revelation yet, your tongue can still be a clanging cymbal. And if you understand something vividly here, Paul was traveling from 1 Corinthians 12. He was traveling. Are you here? In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul began to speak about giftings. Now, he was trying to talk to a church that were in dispute to an extent. Dispute because they saw the move of the Spirit and they didn't understand the move of the Spirit. Alright? Now, there was nothing that was called gifts in the Bible. It was a misinterpretation. The original word did not call it gift, but manifestations of the Spirit. Alright? But the translators, when we're trying to coin it back to you, we are not trying to correct the Bible. Are we together? We were talking from the original words in Scripture. The Old Testament was interpreted in Hebrew language. The New Testament, I mean, the first writing of the Old Testament is Hebrew language. The New Testament is what? Greek language. So people tried, several people tried to interpret it to their different languages. We have the Bible interpreted in English. We have it in TIV. I think we have TIV Bible, if I'm not mistaken. We have it in Igede. We have it in Igbo. We have it in all the languages, almost all the languages in the world. Are we together? And some sort of, alright, people may try to make some little adjustment because of the complexity of their, the limitation of their, or complexity of their, I don't think complexity is a problem, the limitation of their languages. For instance, if TIV language is probably 3,000 words, is TIV language up to 3,000 words? Okay, nobody knows. Who knows the number of words in their own language, for instance? Alright, there's a big problem now. So let's imagine TIV language should be around 2,000 words. I'm not sure, and I don't know. I just imagined it. Alright? An English language will have approximately how many thousand words? You should know that one. What? 115,000 words in English language. Are you people agreeing with that? Huh? We don't even know. Alright, let's Google it. Everybody take out your phone. Write the number of words. Ask Google, what are the number, how many words do we have in English? I hope this 150 is not inclusive with is and he and she. Because that's not what we're talking about. What did Google say? Anybody? Don't check WhatsApp. I say just on the data. Don't reply any WhatsApp message. Only check it, then off it back. Let's continue. One what? 170,000 words. Is that what all of you are saying? So let's imagine TIV language has 2,000 words. For English language, eh? But there's a problem now. She says 470. 170. 470,000. Alright, there's a problem now. Everybody looking at me, do you have opposing answers? Who has another answer somewhere? Eh? 170,000. 250. Okay, 170, 250. Okay, you didn't add the 250. Alright. So, we have now come into a conclusion. We have about 170,000, 250 words. There's a balance now. Now let's imagine TIV language has over 3,000. You know, TIV language is ambiguous. It's just that I can't tell the number of words that are in TIV. But you know, a lot of words in TIV languages. In fact, inside TIV language, there's another TIV language. There's a deeper one that when people say, even you that is a TIV person will be lost. It is the same in even in Idoma language. They say the Agatu people have a deeper rendition of the Idoma language. Now, for some of us speaking Idoma, it's actually shallow until you get to Agatu. They are in deeper waters. Are we together? Are you here? Now, imagine Idoma language has 3,000, TIV language have 3,000 over now. Because you see, they didn't go from the Greek. They didn't have that time. They probably took KJV or Good News. Oh my God. And they now interpreted the Bible. I don't know why you are laughing. They interpreted the Bible from that rendition straight to their language. Meanwhile, there are some things we need to adjust because people assumed. Listen, I'm not trying to just assume some words, I'm telling you. This is from studies. Alright? Many years ago, white theologians were trying to interpret the Bible to English language. They were very sincere people. This is one of the things they said. They said, we don't know how to impute some of these words we saw in the Hebrew to English. Because English was limited to what? Greek and what? Hebrew. Are we together? Greek and Hebrew are picture languages. You know what picture language means? It means that you can look at mercy now. Imagine plenty things and say it with one word. So if I say exousia in Greek, exousia in Greek is not just, does not have a synonym in English. The synonym in English is a sentence. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Now, for instance, if I say exousia, I mean territorial power. Power over a territory. Are we together? But in Greek, it is one word, exousia. If I say dunamis now, you can't give me a direct interpretation in English. It is power for a particular purpose. If I say enactus or eractus, as other people will say, you can't give me a direct synonym in what? English. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So if you want to interpret it in English, it will probably be a phrase or a sentence. Are you guys seeing the complexity of Greek and Hebrew now? So while they were interpreting, they said some of the words we are actually trying to interpret, we can't find direct words in English. So we rather suggested our own words, and our own suggested words are in italics. So the first Bible translation from any of these languages to English had some words in italics. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And the people said to us, some of you don't read contents, but if you look at it from the beginning, they will tell you that any word in English, try to check for the original word in either word, Greek and what, Hebrew, so that you get an interpretation that suits your spirit. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because for we actually just what, use italics. But over time, people did not follow that law. They did not respect that law. So some people just came, look at the rendition, and say, okay, I think I can bring a revelation out of this. And people began to interpret the Bible in several languages. Now, we're not saying all of these things are wrong. Are we together? Some of them are beautiful. But if you must get the real understanding of scriptures, you must actually have a concordance. So that when your spirit man does not agree with something. And now somebody may say, Pastor Simon, how do we even conclude on this such? Seeing that people have interpreted from different understanding to their own understanding, you know, from different, you know, interpretation in English and their languages, it means that there must be confusion in interpretation somehow. How do I know that this word is not the right word, Pastor Simon? Now, that is why you have the Holy Spirit. Everybody say the Holy Spirit. Because if you try to do it with your mind, logically, you'll be more confused. So when you have the Holy Spirit, now somehow the Holy Spirit searches all things, the Bible says, yea, the word, deep things of God. As you are learning scriptures with the Holy Spirit, He may tell you, you have this staring in your spirit to check a particular word in the original. And it can, somehow it will just unravel the word of God to you. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? That is why sometimes we go to the word original. Not because we are trying to show we understand the Bible better. Are we together? Because you don't joke with scriptural interpretation. The Bible said in the book of Matthew 15:9, it said, in vain people were worshiping me because they took as doctrine the teachings of men. When you misunderstand doctrines for teachings of men, your worship to God becomes vain. You know what it means for it to become vain? It's not like you are worshiping God like this and it's missing the target. You are throwing worship to God and it's missing the target. That's not it. It's that you come to church. Alright? You mean it with God. You felt like the understanding you learned in church is the word of God. And when you went back home to try to apply that understanding, Satan hit you. Alright, you're now wondering, I took the light of God, I took it to my life, I tried to apply, but the devil is still winning me with what I assumed to be the word of God. Because it was an assumption, that was not actually the word of God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But I assumed it to be the word of God. Please listen carefully. Somehow in computer science, while we're learning in school, we delve into one of these topics called artificial intelligence, which all of you should be familiar with. It is the part of computer science that is pursuing to achieve the computer vision. What is the computer vision? That every machine on the planet Earth behaves like a human being. So the goal of computer science is to make sure that all machines behave like human beings, because they know that human beings are the highest level of are in the highest level of intelligence. They understand that nobody is intelligent like a human being. And if that machines, if machines can behave like human beings, then machine will become they'll be very, very efficient and wonderful. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? So that's the goal of computer science. Alright? And artificial intelligence is how that they want to bring this vision into manifestation. Alright? So somehow, while learning artificial intelligence, there's something they taught us called I didn't hear before. Can you remember? Let me see what I can remember. Vector trainings. Now, vectors have definition in different fields. In physics, their definition are different. In mathematics, the definition of vectors are different. But in computer science, we're actually talking about trained entities. Are we together? We just carry some entities we call vectors. We train them. When we train them to understand, to behave like human beings, for instance, then we throw them in machines. So when we throw them in machines, this is like generally speaking, all right? I'm giving you like a summary. Because some people will be saying, but we code them, Professor Simon. No, see it now as vectors. Before we get into coding, not everybody will understand what we're saying. We'll start saying machine learning, Python. You all get everybody. So we want the layman to understand what we're saying. Are we together? So we train these vectors and we throw them inside machines. So we have already trained the vectors to behave with the qualities of human beings for years, for months, for days. When we throw them into machines, then we watch the machines take the characteristics of the vectors. Now, substitute the vectors for thoughts. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, if we see you behaving wrongly, it's because you are thinking wrongly. Are you people here tonight? See, anybody can understand me, even the dullest person here. If you just concentrate, don't make up your mind that you can't understand this thing I'm saying. Just try to listen to me. Are we together? So when we train these vectors, we train machines. And when the vectors behave, if the machines behave exactly like the trained vectors, we say this is overfitting. That means it really fits to the ideology we have tried to create in the vectors for the machines to behave like. And when it doesn't match up, all right, when we see that the machines are not behaving exactly like the trained vectors, we now say the problem we have here is called underfitting. That means the vectors were not properly what trained. Nobody blames the machine. We only blame the word vectors. So if the vectors behave wrongly, what do we do? We remove the vectors and retrain them again and throw them to test with the word machines. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? So nobody, no computer scientists will blame the machine. They only blame the word vectors. That is why God was not scared when he sent Jesus on the earth. He said, if anybody be in what? Christ. He becomes a new creation. He doesn't care wherever you are coming from. He knows that the problem are not the is not the machines, the human beings. That the problem are what? Rather the vectors. The things they've learned over the years which are wrong. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The thoughts that have been imputed in them that are actually wrong. And that is why I say in vain they worship me, because they take for doctrines, the word, the teachings of men. So when they took in on their inside untrained vectors, or vectors that the religious folks felt like were trained, because it's a religious problem we are talking about. The manifestation was this. These people worship me with their mouth, but their what? Hearts are far away from me. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So when God saw that, he sent Jesus. Now, see how Jesus came. He didn't come as fire. Because we're talking about human beings now. Just like computer science, machines. And machines are not really a problem. Machines will only take the characteristics of the trained vectors. They don't have existence in themselves. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So when he saw that problem, he said Jesus should not come as fire. Jesus should not come as flood. How did Jesus come? As the Word. For in the beginning the Bible says, was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. You seeing that? What are words now in scriptures? Jesus, from the Word, I mean, the Bible tells us that the meaning for Word in the Bible, you know, from the Greek folks, is simply ideologies. God's way of thinking. Alright? God came as a way of thinking, So that when it gets on your inside, as the most strained vector, do you understand what I'm trying to say now? When it gets on your inside, there will not be an underfitting problem, but an overfitting success. That's why the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And therefore he said to us in 3 John 2, he said, dear beloved, this is God speaking to us, I wish above all things that you what? Prosper and what? Be in health, even as your. So he's saying that it is impossible to prosper beyond the prosperity of your soul. Meaning that if the information on your inside are wrong, the manifestations of your life will be wrong. In other words, no human being has a problem. The problem is what you have been listening to for years. That's what make up as your problem. You truly don't have a problem. So if you remove the wrong understanding and impute the right understanding, your problem will be solved. That is why he came as the Word. So that he can manifest from your inside. He created you. He knows you. That you exist by ideologies. He wants to get on your inside and change your life completely. Little wonder in John 15, while speaking to the 12, he said, spoke about himself as the vine and spoke about the vine dresser and etc. And how that there are branches on him and etc. Then he said some words at the end. He said, the reason why we prune some of these branches is so that they produce what? More fruit. Then he turned to the 12, he said, but for you, you are already pure because of my what? Word that is in you. In other words, I have put in you train vectors. And I'm not expecting Jesus speaking now. I'm not expecting an underfitting problem. Because I know what I've trained. Jesus is not any human being. It is we that put it in machines and we're wondering. We're on the fence. Will it work? Will it not work? We actually know that there's a probability for it not to work. Then when we see a problem, we try to adjust. But Jesus is the best coder on the face of the earth. And in the realm of the spirit. He doesn't need to vet his code through human beings. He knows what he has trained. That's why I said the words I speak to you, they are what? Spirit. And they are life. Meaning if you listen to them, they impart life to you. And that's why in 1 John 3 and 6, he didn't talk like he was wondering whether his word will work or not. He said in his word, he said, if you are in me, not that. He said, if anyone knows me or have seen me, get it now. He said, knows me or have seen me. He cannot what? Continue in his sin. He said, if you know me or have seen me, he trusts his vectors. He said, you cannot what? Continue in your sin. No wonder he boasted in John 10:28. He said, and I will lose none of them, Father, because I will impute in them something called eternal life. Look at it. He said, and I give them eternal life, and they shall not perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. So God was so sure in Christ Jesus that if he gives the 12 eternal life, nobody can snatch them. Why will we be in the house and will be comfortable that your lives are not on that? I mean, probably the devil is trying to attack you, but we are comfortable that you cannot be stolen because we know you are thinking right. Because we know you have the word of God. We don't need to be checking you from the house. Hey, go ahead, check sister this. Is she behaving well? No. It is religious churches that puts a bodyguard everywhere. We don't do that because we know what we are giving you. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. Now, these are the things God saw and did that made him to say, right now, to bring about people called saviors. Saviors because when they get into the battlefield, they will not come back disgraced. They will not come back with shame and reproach to the kingdom. They will come back with many souls, many sons into glory. Now, he spoke about the end time army. He said they cannot break their ranks. That's one of the prophecy of the end time army in Joel 2. He said, I'm going to raise a people called the end time army. Now, he spoke about, if you remember, we are the end time army. Because he said, in the last days, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. When he said that, then he began to just describe the end time army. So, are we filled with the Holy Spirit? That means we begin to vet the end time army from the time the Holy Ghost was released to come into human beings. And since right now you have that privilege and right to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you are part of the end time army. Then the prophecy goes forth. It said, before them a fire divorce. He said, behind them is a desolate land. Meaning they are not in a desolate land. They get into the camp of the enemy, snatch everybody that the enemy has put in despair, and they leave the camp of the enemy carrying these people in glory. We don't live in a desolate land. Desolate land is behind us. Meaning we get into the desolate land and we take everything that the devil is trying to, because the devil has no right over any soul. Listen to the words of Jesus. He said, now all authority, not some authority, all authority, Matthew 28, has been given to me in where? Now, when he said all authority, what did he say afterwards? He said, you go into the world and make disciples, because there is no limitation. Why? I have all authority. If you see anybody trying to show authority by snatching souls, take the person away from the road, because the person has no right. Why? I have all authority. No soul belongs to the devil. I mean, we are coming for the Cardi B's. We are coming for the Rihanna's. And now we are coming for all those folks that said they have sold their soul to the devil. The devil cannot buy any soul. Hallelujah. He's a liar. Don't expect him to tell you the truth. Now, if you are here and you felt you have sold your soul to the devil, I have good news for you. He just lied to you. All souls belong to God. Satan does not know how to create souls. So you cannot sell your soul to the devil. You know, a young man came to me, he said he was in Yahoo Plus Plus, whatever, and he had a charm in his house, blah blah blah. I said, bring the charm, let's burn it before. He said, sir, there are effects. I said, no effects. The devil is a liar. They say you will be mad when you come, let's burn it. You will not be mad. I will hold you like this while you watch it burn. Then let's see where the devil will come from and make you mad. No, I can't be around you and you are mad. It's not possible. Is he mad? The devil is not stupid. He knows where his limitation ends. He can't dare. So the way they boast, you show this guy to the boast. No, we boast in these things. That's what Paul said. He said, we boast with these revelations. He said, we boast in these things. Satan has no power. He's a joke. He said, you shall trample upon snakes and scorpions, and they shall by no means hurt you. You see what God said there? You shall trample upon snakes and scorpions. He said, they shall eat up poison, they that believe in my name, and they will not be hurt. Am I saying, go and look for poisons and eat? That's what I'm saying. What if they thought they planned you poison? Then you just interpret God's word. Thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You will eat it and nothing will happen to you. But Simon, why do Christians die for poisons? They never saw these revelations. And they never intermediated with it. The Bible says we separate ourselves first to seek wisdom and to intermediate with the wisdom we have seek. If over the years these things are not your meditations, these things are not your understanding, when Satan comes for you, he will get you. For people that are living for heaven as a goal at the end, they are the ones that will suffer all of this reproach. Listen, we are not saying that you should go to hell. If you mistake and go to hell, you're on your own. But we are telling you that the goal of a believer is not heaven at last. The goal of a believer is to bring heaven to the earth. You have a heaven experience on the earth. So you don't just sit there and say, one day when he comes to collect his people, remember. No! The Bible says all the family in heaven and on earth are named in the name Jesus in Ephesians 1. We bear the same surname with people in the heavens. How many of you have a brother in Lagos, Abuja, Calabar, Delta, sisters, some sort of, do you have? Did they change their name because they are in another location? Do you say they are not our brother because they are not where our father is? No. They are still part of the family. We are on the earth, but we are part of the family in heaven. We bear the same surname, the same right. Whatever right they have, we have. Peter said, you are the Christ. He said, whatever you bind on earth is bind in heaven. Whatever you want loose on earth is loose. He could command heaven from the earth. Because he bear the same name, Jesus Christ. He was in the name Jesus. Glory to God. You see that? So where would the devil start from? He cannot there. He is powerless. He's got no power. Bible said in the book of Colossians 2, the Bible said God emptied all of his ability. I remember many years ago when Andrew Womack was explaining it. Is it like a sack? When you empty a sack, you now dust it and keep the sack. That is how God emptied his ability. Satan has no power. The Bible says he that had power. It didn't say he that has power. Whose report will you believe? If Satan comes and says, I have power, I will laugh because God says he has no power. That's Hebrews 2:14. He that had power. So stop giving credit to the devil. He has no power. What made you sin yesterday? Not the devil, your ignorance. God never said, my people perish for lack of power. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Now, so you know these things, you are free. That's the truth. He said, we've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. What is translation? Good in English. What is it in Hausa? I want to say kill. Am I right? Good, kill. What of in Tiv language? Do. What of in Idoma? Huh? Say it now. What? Elohi. Elohi. Olohi. What of in Igede language? Huh? Oha. That's soup in another language. But no problem. No, we are going somewhere. I know the Igbo folks know that they would think that's soup. Amen. So in English is good, in Hausa is kill, in Tiv is do, in Idoma is Olohi. Olohi. Lohi. Lohi. And in Igede is Oha. And in Igbo is what? Huh? Is what? Mma. 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 Now, what of this language before they say we forgot them in this town? No. Before we get to Yoruba, Etilo. Who is Etilo? Alright, what is good in Etilo? In Tishe. Dishi. Dishi. That's good there. What of Igala? Good, oh. Good, eh? Goody. What is it? Chenyo. 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 What of Yoruba? Oda. 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 There are plenty languages with good. What the Bible says is that we've been translated. What it means is that what we were before, it was not like something was added to me to make it. Now, when we wanted to translate good, did we add some things, change it now? Since it's, we're changing it to, we're saying, we want to translate it to Hausa, then we have to do some kind of, you know. Well, no. Now, he looks at us. See everything the devil has done. Say, let there be a translation. This thing Satan has done is now glorious. This is what I mean. Jesus said, check my hands. Can you see the nail? Say, but you see the same body? It's a glorified body. The same body is glorified. Meaning Satan would have been doing so much in your life, but now you have been translated. You may not see a change in your physicality, but you are different. If anybody be in Christ, his ear does not become longer. Is a new creation. That's what I'm trying to talk about. I'm new. Even if my nose is the same, I'm new. Even if my head has not, you know, some people say if I become in Christ, my head will become smaller. Your head will still be big like that. But you are new. You are new. Say, I'm new. So stop judging how new you are from your physicality. Say, I'm a new creation. Back to the man of the spirit. He said he flows from the north to the south. He said no one knows where he's coming from and where he's going. No one. No one. You know the problem is when you too don't want to be confused with everybody. Sir, I don't know where my life is going to. The Bible says it is people that should say, we don't know where our life is going. Your family should ask the question, where are you going to with this your life? They won't understand according to the Bible. You know where the danger is? Where you again don't understand where your life is going to. They are crying. They say, what's the problem? I don't know. Since I became born again, I don't know where my life is going to. It's a journey of faith. 2 minutes to something, you don't even know what is happening. You just bump into it. But you are prepared for any glorious and beautiful thing. I told somebody there are two parts of destinies. The Joseph part and the who? The David part. Now let me use David or let me use Solomon. Anyone. There's Solomon. But Solomon had some kind of experience. How many hundreds wives and whatsoever. But look at it carefully. Why will you call Samson in this place? Now, everybody, please, look at me carefully. Amen. The Joseph part, he had the presence of God. He didn't do any problem. The only problem he did was to tell people his dreams. He told his brothers, I saw stars. And all of the stars bowed to me, who is the bigger star. When he said it, the brothers said, you will see. They carried their own brother. Put their brother in a well. Listen to me carefully. Oh. Some of you that are in a well now. The problem is that you... Now listen. Oh my God. You are not catching this. Don't distract me. Because some of you are in a well now. You've concluded that you are in a well. My brothers have put me in a well. And you are telling everybody I'm in a well. Oh. My brothers have put me... It's my brothers that put me in this well. Oh. Oh God that removes people from the well. Remove me from this well. Now, that's not how it works. And some people say the solution is telling people, not telling people your dreams. Now, if you have big dreams, don't tell anybody. Just shock them. It's not God's will. God's will is that what he has said to you in the secret place. He said, go and climb the mountaintops and announce it. That's the kind of person God is. Meaning, go and tell your enemies, I am coming to take over this land. And the enemies will be laughing at you. How do you come? You that is weak. You don't have any soldiers. We are coming in our own way. And they are wondering, are you stupid? Then suddenly you begin to thank God and dance around the situation. People fought battles with war, with swords in scriptures, with horses in scripture. There were a certain kind of people that took the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God, and were rounding the cities, giving God praise. When they were done, the seventh time, tell somebody the seventh time. I told my friend, do you know what it means to shout at the seventh time? I said, it's not one, glory, two, glory, three. I said, no, seven in the prophetic means perfection. You know, there are times you are confessing the word, you still have doubts in your faith, in your heart. I'm healed. The sickness is stronger than your confession. The next day you come, you hear a message, you get boosted. I'm healed. Then you remember, Satan just reminds you of one thing. It just reminds you of when you say you were healed before, but the sickness almost kill you. You now close your mouth again. The next day you say, I'm free from sin. In the name of Jesus, I'll never sin again. He now reminds you carefully with a smooth voice. Now I saw you talk last week, you still sin. You don't calm down. But suddenly the seventh time, I'm not saying seven times you have problem. But suddenly one day you wake up. You just keep insisting. You keep on insisting. The word of God you've heard is so much fireful in your heart. He said, if you say to this mountain, get out from this place, be gone. Without no doubt in your heart, no interference of the sound. No interference. Meaning doubt is not interfering with the sound you are producing. The sound of faith you are producing. He said the mountain will be removed. In other words, the limitation will come from you, not from God. At the perfect sound, at the perfect sound, what happened? The city sank into the ground. That's how they won. No sword. No sword. David said, you come to me, a young man with matchet and everything. Look at the soldier. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Now, David knew his problem. He described the problem well. He said, O ye uncircumcised Philistine, that stand before the army of the Lord. Say, go and tell your problem. You are trying to face the mountain, not knowing who the mountain is and not knowing who you are. You must understand who you are. You are not just an army of the Lord. You are the son of the living God. So what is standing your way? What is standing your way? You must identify that whatever is standing your way is an uncircumcised Philistine. It's not worthy standing your way. That's how you talk. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Now, David was banking on a covenant, the old covenant, that was strengthened on the blood of goats and lambs and etc. But we speak from a better covenant. He said, we are not coming. He said, we are come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Better covenant. The blood that speaketh better things. We stand on this covenant. We are immovable on this covenant. We are conscious. We carry the consciousness of this covenant. In everything we do, in business, we are taking the mountain of business. He said, the last days, the mountain of the Lord will be lifted up, exalted over every other mountain. See, I've seen from scripture, and I can tell you that our goal as Christians is not just to preach from this podium and to raise people to preach from here. No, we are raising people to take over the mountains of the earth, the mountains of the world. There are some of you, after understanding what God has done for you in this meeting, you go back to your business. And now God will be banking on you to take over that place. Not because you are the richest yet, but God has seen that you are the one that have him in your heart. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Why was Daniel considered the best? Some of you think it was because of excellence alone. Daniel read so well, and that is why you must study so hard in that business, that field. He read so well, but don't forget, Daniel was a prayer warrior. Bible said every morning and evening he would tend towards, he didn't joke with the presence of God. He would tend towards Jerusalem and pray to God facing Jerusalem. He still understood, stood on his covenant. He was a prayer warrior. He was always praying. Even though Daniel was jacking, he was reading, he was still praying. And suddenly the favor of God came upon Daniel. Listen carefully. Daniel was now selected to rule over a committee of 7 presidents and more. He was in charge. He was not a president. Several kingdoms, and so kingdoms were subjected to the rulership of Daniel for a project. The man does not even come from the city where he was selected. He's an Israelite. Suddenly the people begin to rise and say, this man is not our tribe. It's not our language. How come they give him this thing? How come? Blah, blah, blah. How come? And they conspired. They say, we cannot see any reason. Daniel will not cheat in an exam. Daniel will not try to sleep with any lady. Daniel, there is no way we can catch Daniel except with something that relates with his fate. So let us tell the king to watch Daniel. Let's tell the fact that Daniel does not respect the king and his decision. So the king had no problem before that Daniel was not worshipping his God. But listen, at a point when they began to pressure the king, what happened? The king said, okay, let me observe. Say, watch Daniel. Watch Daniel. Everybody will bow to your own God. Daniel will not bow. As the sound went forth, Daniel refused to bow. Only Daniel stood. He wouldn't worship an idol. He wouldn't. You know, in our days, we'll say, what is there? Just bow. You did not say you are my God. Bow. How can you just leave that position where they are paying you 2.5 million? Bow. This Christianity people are doing is even too much. What is there? Go for an event, they are playing worldly song, dance to it. Is it not to dance? Did you worship them? If you look at it prophetically, as they play the sound, they bow. Prophetically, when you dance to certain music in your mind. You are dancing to a song that is speaking about a woman's private part. That is speaking about sexuality, carnality. And you see a young man dancing. These are words that when you hear, now logically, if somebody is talking to you and they say, the bum bum of that lady, you say, are you mad? But if they put it in a song now, the bum bum of that lady, you say, hey. You see, naturally you would have not actually listened to that person. But now they put it in music. It's true. Music have power. Whether we like it or not, some of us, we deceive ourselves saying we are hearing the beats, not the words. There is nobody that hears beats without words. That's why you guys claiming you are hearing beats. If they play the song somewhere, you sing from, you mind it from verse 1 to bridge to verse 2 to chorus. You that were hearing those words. And that's why we're begging the gospel artists. Because right now the gospel artists are trying to bring the gospel version of all the things they like in the world. So God has convicted them, but there's no mind renewal. So they are like, God is saying, come into the kingdom. Like, God, but I like that, you know. God say, come. Say, God, okay, I will do this one for you in the kingdom. You can't help God, else you die. And anybody trying to help God, listen carefully, prophetically. People that try to help God when the covenant, the ark of the covenant wanted to fall, what happened? They died. You know, there are some people saying that God has called them they want to help God. It's them that are calling God in this dimension. They are saying they want to go into club and preach not that they want to sing. So that when people are thinking it's a club music, suddenly they'll not say, I'm feeling the fire of the Holy Ghost. You are trying to help God. That is why you are dead now. You are looking dead. And you see them trying to advocate for themselves. People look at me because I dye my hair. You see, you started without dyeing your hair. You have entered the club now. Now you have started dyeing your hair. Who is influencing who? They say, why did you die? I say, I'm dying my hair so that I'll become better. I'll look like them to win them. Now, listen, we have a lot of young, indisciplined people. And when fathers of faith talk, they'll say, fathers are against our generation. How do you expect somebody like Padebo or Bishop Oyedepo to respect a generation that say Jesus is king with hair dyed and a ring on their ears as men? What a serious generation. What does dying of hair add to the kingdom? Nothing. What does hearing? Now, what do you gain dying your hair? Nothing. What do you gain not dying your hair? Nothing. Why do you then dye your hair? Foolishness. If there is no advantage to dying hair, and you are claiming there are even disadvantages, how many people will hear, even the people that you dye, your fellow dying hair people? We know if we hear you when you are preaching with a dyed hair. I remember on campus, a young man met me and said, sir, the reason I don't like hearing that other guy that they call a preacher is because he looks like us. But I like to hear him because he don't look like us. I almost scattered laugh, but I had to maintain myself. I said, really? And I asked him, but why do you do it too? If you think it's okay, then allow him preach to you. I started laughing when I was going home. He didn't want to even hear the person that look like them. But he wants to hear somebody that does not look like them. You can't look like them and save them. It's not possible. And they say, well, Jesus said, I behave like the Gentiles. Paul said, what a stupid misunderstanding of scripture. What does it mean? When Paul was going to the Sanhedrins to vet the teachings of Christ, the Bible said, when Paul entered and missed them, they were very cultured people. They covered their hair. Are you listening? So when Paul entered there, Paul too, before he begins to speak to them, he had to cover his hair. So that they'll give him a word, listening ear. You in your generation, you did not go to Sanhedrin. It's not Sanhedrin you are talking to. Did you ever see where Paul went to prostitute and he dressed like them so that they will receive the gospel? But you see, anytime you want to support, you know, it's very difficult to support foolishness. You see yourself twisting scripture. You know, just like it's very difficult to support the present administration that they are doing well. That's why it's very difficult to support falsehood. If I tell anybody, stand up and prove that this government is doing well, it will be very hard. You fail the exam. It is very difficult. And if you try to even prove it, you sound more stupid. That's how it will now become. You will not look like a fool. Because everybody will wonder, how foolish this, I thought this person has sense. He's so foolish. That's how it sounds when you are trying to prove those rubbish. That why do you dye your hair? You know, and if the person is talking, you know he's smoking now. This guy now that went to club to save people, he's now a clubber. Stop all those foolishness. When Jesus was walking on the earth, he didn't dress in a certain way to attract certain people. The power to change people is not in our dressing. The power to change people is in the gospel. The Bible said the gospel is the power. Today, no gospel artist in this nation, I'm not saying they are not doing well, no gospel artist in this nation has the influence that our dear brother Nathaniel has. Basi. We have never seen the man come and put a ring or dye his hair in a way and say he wants to sing. But even in those clubs, they know their songs more than you that go to the club to sing. Today is singing everywhere. Why will the White House in America think he should come and sing to them? Because he dressed like he has sense. But the past administration, they've had T-Pain and the rest go out and sing there. But we're talking about people that know what they're doing now. Yeah, I'm not starting it. We're moving small. We're taking over everywhere. Small, we're taking over everywhere. Are you seeing something now? I was telling somebody the prophecy I saw, how that we're taking over every system. Every system. Not some system. Every system. You read it now. Don't be reading and say, my goal, I'm not called to do this thing. You know these jargons you hear on the pulpit that you go and replicate in school. My goal is not, my goal, if I finish this thing, I'll just drop the certificate and go and preach. You better be reading. You will preach in the hospital. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? You will preach in the business world. Some of you will make sure you don't even climb here to preach. You must go and preach in yourself. If you don't become serious, you are not going to preach in this life. Because where you are going to preach is not here. Be serious with your life. We are growing ladies in church. See, respectfully speaking, most ladies, their goal in life is to become a mama one day. It's a foolish goal. As they are going in church, they are just eyeing one pastor. Because they think they have... To be serious with God does not translate to you becoming a mama or a mommy geo. Everybody is supposed to be serious with God. Everybody is supposed to be on fire. But you, when you close your eye, you say, when I close my eye, I see crowd. I see myself talking to ladies. It's because you want to see it. That's why you are seeing it. Close your eye again. Visions are very easy to create. My spiritual father taught me many years ago. I said one vision. He said, keep your mouth shut. I said, sir, it's what I saw. He said, yes, you had to see it. What did you read last night? I said to him, what did you talk about last night? He said, why will you not dream this vision? I was shocked. Whatever I was saying last night was what I dreamt that night. Then he said, whatever you want to dream, you dream. He said, if you create false imagination in your heart, you start having dreams. He said to me, they are like evaporation. In the night, they just evaporate to your spirit. And they start falling to you like rain. You now think it's dream. I'm not saying God does not speak to a dream. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? But sometimes the false information you have, the false imagination, the false information creates, give you false dream. For instance, if you see two people happily looking happy together, if you don't like two of them together, you can dream that two of them did not marry. You know, one time somebody sent a word to Mama T. You know, the person said, now I'm not saying sometimes we don't see the right things, but sometimes our heart can affect our visions. He called Mama T many years ago before we married, and he said to Mama T, I saw a vision. What was the vision? He said, I saw you and Prophet having serious problem when you people married. I mean, it resorted to fighting. So when we did the vetting, well, it was one of the person that was liking Mama T, we now found out. So he was trying to protect his own. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And I still married the babe. In fact, she brought it like a joke. We now played and said, let's pray for him. We held our hands. So we prayed for him. And we prayed God should give him, grant him repentance from the spirit of lie. Are you all listening to me tonight? Savior shall arise from Mount Zion. Now, if you are marching to Zion, you are not a savior yet. We are not marching to Zion. We are rising from Zion. He said, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, in and what? The Bible spoke about one time that Peter, was it Paul and Silas, they were moving towards a city. And there was a certain woman called Lydia, who the Bible said, she deals with purple materials. Hallelujah to Jesus. They spoke to her and she became born again. And she was trying to take them through the city. And there was a certain young lady who had a wrong spirit of divination. Meaning she could give prophetic words from the spirit of the devil. And she saw through Paul. Somebody say, I'm great. You know, many years ago in Kaduna, I knew a false prophet they took me to. Now, before they took me there, I went for the meeting the first time. The man was speaking. And the first thing they said, let's pray that the spirit of snake from my inside come outside. Everybody shout, vomit, vomit, come out, vomit, come out. So I opened my eye. And my friend did not see me again. I was home. He said, Simon, where are you? I said, everybody saying snakes should come out. Where would they enter if they come out from their body? So I went back home. And he didn't force me again. He said, I need to meet the man. He's a prophet. I'm a prophet. We need to, because the man knows to prophesy. Then the next day I went. I was watching from the back. He did a few prophetic words. Then guess what? He then said, if you want God to do something for you in social dimension, come with 10,000 this way. 5,000 this way. 500 this way. Then he said, any amount. Then I remembered. I still went back home. Simon, where are you? I am home. Freely have you received, freely you shall give. I was nowhere to be found. He now came again and told me, see, this guy, he wants to meet you. That means the man has been telling him he wants to meet me. Now, most of these people, Satan have sent them to come and trap the destinies of people that are rising in the things of God. And one of these days, I said, let me follow him to the person's house. When we went there, he just saw me and said, I see a big bright star. You are glorious. And I said, yes. And I asked him, how did he respond? He said, yes, Papa. I said, yes, Papa. I said, good. And I see a big Bible. And I saw you explaining the Bible and giving prophetic words. And nations were coming to you. I said, yes, Papa. Then my friend said, show that you are excited. I said, how? He said, be happy. And I said, I'm happy. He said, no. Yes, yes, Papa. Then I said, yes, Papa. Then he said, okay, this is what will happen. I want to anoint you. And I turned to him. I said, how? He said, just say yes, Papa. I said, and I asked the man, how? Why? I said, I want to anoint you so that you blow. I said, blow. Am I unblown? Then he said, you're going to go to your town and create a crusade and invite me. I said, yes, Papa. I said, when you invite me and I'll anoint you with oil, then you blow. I said, yes, Papa. When I left the place, I said, you, if you ever open your mouth and tell me to come here, I will deal with you. I arranged my bag. The next day I left. The man called. I blocked his number. Yes, Papa. Because I'd seen a false spirit of divination. Before you know it, he called me. He said, thank God you not allow that man. I said, what happened? He said, he has started sleeping with guests in the church. The ministry has scattered. I said, yes, Papa. When we see falsehood, we can tell. We have the spirit of discernment. And every Christian is supposed to know. Recently, there was a man of God that said people should open their bum in church. And people were doing, yes, Papa. Listen, now when we talk, they say, no, you are speaking against the body of Christ. The body of Satan! Not the body of Christ. The body of Satan and his you are your king and your villages. Not the body of Christ. How can somebody say he should open his bum, your bum in church? I thought it was a joke. Two of them opened their bum, he says, do the spirit of God on their bum. Are you mad? Oh, you all think I'm joking, right? Go to your Facebook today and open that. You will see it. Just write deliverance, then put bomb on my head. You will see it. I thought it was a joke. See, I'm not joking. They open it. They don't open their... I wish I didn't see it. That's why I'm joking like this. We should know that there's a problem. That is a false prophet. Video me. That's a false prophet from the pit of hell. You have to understand these things. See, they are causing trouble for us in the body of Christ. That's why people doubt us too much. In fact, when you say prophet, everybody will carry their load and run away. Because people are tired. They are tired. Then you are saying people are against the church. Why would they not be against this state of the church? When people are seeing nonsense, you are telling them they are against the church. A regular prophet today wants to sell things. He wants to sell materials. It's not like they told us. We have open website of some big prophet. We will see them selling even miracle babies. Fruit of the womb, $150. $3,000. Nonsense. Generational bloodline deliverance. $2,000. It's happening, people of God. It's not in our country. People are saying, we're talking about, follow me, I'm speaking by the Spirit. If God wants to cast out a false prophet, He raises the right prophet to do it. If we don't say it, if they start saying it from the word, they will insult us. I was telling our leaders yesterday, some of the things we are hearing from the word is because of the insufficiency in the body of Christ. It had to just be like that to put us on our toes. That in our nation, people can look at us. If there was nothing like that, unbelievers would not have the impetus to talk. I tell you, days of Archbishop Bensi Dahusa, days of Apostle Babalola, who will open their mouth to talk against the church? In fact, it was a taboo. People will pity you if you even dare to talk. Because they will know you are dying the next morning. Why, those people were on fire for God. But as time goes by, the consecration is getting diminished. That somebody will wake up and is selling miracle padlock, miracle key, miracle soap, blood of Jesus, they are selling it. Selling a space for you to write your name in the book of life. Selling dollars. It's not a joke. Now, it is, as I'm saying this, be scared to rise. Be scared to rise. Are you listening to me? I remember the first day I saw that thing, I hit my wall almost 10 times. I said, see these stupid things happening in the body of Christ. They say, prophet. That's a prophet of Baal. A prophet of doom. It's not a prophet of God. You have to wake up. That is why they don't have anything to do. It's comedians that they will bring for you in crossover service. They don't have nothing to preach. Have I finished preaching? If now, man, I'm taking time. I'll now call basketball to talk. Talk what? When me, I don't have more time. I don't have time to finish talking what I'm saying. See, people of God, it's time to wake up. Are you listening to me? When the word of God gains ascendancy in your spirit, no devil can come near you. No devil. See, I tell you the truth under heaven, no devil can come near you. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Alabashakabaya. As you go back with this mentality, see, I tell you the truth, you go back home, pray 1 hour, listen to this message again, enter your shop. If they have planted any charm there, it does not need to come out physically. You know, some of you, they say they buried pots in your house. You want to see the pots come out. They say you swallowed padlock. You want to see the padlock come out. Did you sit down and eat padlock before? The same way the devil carried the padlock and put, you remove it. Oh, Pastor Simon, I've seen this thing physically. Those people, they saw the manifestation according to their faith. In the dimension of their faith. For me, if the devil tries to do anything in you, and I know, because not me, and I know, if they say there's scissors in your stomach now, The way the devil brought the scissors is the way he's removing it. Now, even if it's not the devil that is going to remove it, if devil can put scissors, why will Holy Spirit not remove scissors? Power past power. Are you listening to me? They said there's a frog in your system. Well, tell this, the frog, go back to where you came from. They said they plant something in your home. Listen, you can break every chain. In the name of Jesus, every house. The Bible says when he resurrected, God gave him a name above every other name. Above what? Every other. Above what? Poverty is a name. Witchcraft is a name. Wizards, they are a name. Are you listening to me? Suffering is a name. God gave him a name above all. Every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee bows. And every tongue confesses that Jesus is King. Even against false witness. You are in your office. God has given you a name against false witness. They say wrong things about you. You have a name above that. You don't say no word. You keep on the right character. And everything is working together for your good. I tell you, see, listen to me. If some of you can pray in the Holy Ghost, if you start praying in the Holy Ghost, your problem of 15 years will be solved in 30 minutes tongues. Christians are likened to bed. Listen to me carefully. Oh. Let me check the time. Oh my God, I need to close. Christians are likened to bed. There are different kinds of bed. There is sweet sweet. There is dove. There is aguagua. There is, my God, I hear Osiri bed. There is guinea fowl. There is agri chicken bed. There is local chicken bed. There's, you can call all the beds. The Bible did not liken you to aguagua sweet sweet. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord. And waiting is Libra Handa Shabakara Dibro Hande Bradiska. You are waiting upon the Lord. He said, they shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. God, come down. God is not coming down. You're going to walk out your salvation. That's what he said in his word. Walk out your salvation. He has done it. You walk it out. Walk it out into your circumstances. Walk it out into your family. Walk it out into your business. Are you listening to me? And you have all it takes. All the forces of heaven are behind you. All the forces. I was reading my Bible as I was saying that story. Paul casted that spirit of divination from that lady, and they now arrange and lock Paul up, see, including the body of Christ of those days. They joined with the government and locked Paul for casting a demon from a lady who they thought was prophetic in the spirit, but not knowing she was prophetic by demons. When they locked Paul and Silas up, the Bible said they woke up in the night and began to dance and thank God. I'm sure Paul remembered that they have come to Mount Zion, that they are in the city of the Lord, that they are in an innumerable multitude of angels. The Bible says suddenly the ground begin to shake, the ground of the prison. Are you guys listening to me tonight? When God said go as saviors, he didn't just leave you like that. He sent you with angels so that when they lock you up, you can come out. Listen to the story. The Bible said when the ground shook, They were shaking so much. He said, immediately the angel of the Lord opened the gate of the prison. And Paul and Silas, they walked out like champions. Listen, they knew what they were doing in praise. They were anticipating the gates to open. If they were not anticipating, they would have not walked out. And they were not shocked when the earthquake happened. The Bible said, the person in charge, the guard in charge, when he saw the gates open, he began to cry and wanted to kill himself. He said, I'm finished, oh. He wanted to kill himself. And Paul ran to him and said, stop that. The angel of the Lord opened it for us. He then knelt there and said, man of God, please, how can I become born again? He led him to Christ. Prison guard leader became one of the disciples because he saw the glory of the Lord. Are you listening to me? We are talking about mouth-watering testimonies. And listen, the way you see miracles is by considering them as children's bread. Not by considering them as very serious things. If the Bible said they are children's bread, see them as children's bread. The dead will wake up to life. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. Mind-blowing tests. We are talking about days that security men will know that their manipulation cannot stop the glory of God. Because we are in a time and season that not security men can help us. I've heard cases where people say the security men are involved. But how beautiful will it be that somehow, we are not fools. All of you travel. None of you have ever traveled anticipating that somebody should block you. The people that traveled that somebody blocked them did not pray that somebody should block them. People that were attacked, some that are dead, they never prayed that they should die while on a journey. Nobody plans for evil while they are traveling. But anyways, we still have to travel. How many of you know that you still have to travel some sort of? With all the security challenge, you still know you have to travel. Can you tell everything happening on the road? Can you tell anything that will happen on the road? Your only confidence is in God. Not in saying that if I go today, if I die, I should make heaven. No. We are living heaven on earth. We are not. I mean, there are angels around us. I mean, we're talking about a time and a season where you are walking, you are traveling, and somehow we are not praying it happens. They block the roads, they remove their weapons. I'm talking about uncircumcised Philistines. That's what I'm talking about. You are bought with a price, you are in the covenant. They are speaking better things, and some jargons are coming out from nowhere, smoking in their head with guns. Listen, the God that I serve doesn't want you dead. The God that I serve wants you to show His power. He wants you to prove His power in that circumstance. If you read the Bible, God is full of glory. See the character of God. He said, I will do it so that the people will say. You always see Him say, I will do it so that the people will say. So that they will know that I am your God. So that they will know that I am with you. That's what we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about mouth-watering testimony. Nobody can explain it. Pastor, why would this testimony happen? Because we're anticipating that it happens. The expectation of the righteous cannot be cautioned. If you expect death, you die. If you expect to live, you live. And listen, we don't die declaring the works of the Lord. If you die, you declare the works of the devil. But when we live, we declare the works of the Lord. I mean, they try to shoot you and the gun somehow fails. The bullet somehow pass through your being. I mean, and you live again declaring, this is God. God did it. Haven't you heard? Say, Pastor Simon, I've heard about people that died. They killed them. They are martyrs. And that those things can steer you up. If they are steering you up, they should steer you up to be angry that what happened to them should not happen to us. Jesus was not martyred. He said, I have the power to lay my life and to take it up again. There was a man that refused martyrdom. It was Paul. The Bible said a time came they stoned Paul to death. In the book of Acts 7, they stoned Paul to death. And the people, is it Acts 7 or Acts 17? They gathered around. They saw Paul dead, including Timothy. And while they watched, Paul stood up and walked away from them, going to another city to preach the gospel. That's what we're talking about. Because we can't guarantee the security of our lives. We're in a time and a season, we can't guarantee the security of our lives. Pastor Simon, be careful. Yes, I'm going to be careful. I will take all the security measures. But what if it still prevails? Should I then die? I mean, I had stories that spurred my whole being up about Bezida, who's of blessed memory. I had thieves came to his house a time and they dared to kill him because of the fire of God oozing out from his spirit. In those days. And when he heard that thieves are everywhere, the story said he came out from the house while everybody was hiding. And said, all of you show your face. While they showed them their faces, he said, I command you in the name of Jesus, drop your guns. And they dropped their guns. He called the police. They were arrested. These are not, you know, when I was hearing some testimony in a just concluded conference, and I was laughing. I was laughing filled with the power of God. I said to myself, I wish people's eyes are getting open. You know, We're hearing some testimony in one particular church, and people were laughing. We're laughing. Now, like I told you, I don't know if the testimonies that happened in that church were real, but I tell you, can God even do better than those things? Yes. If the thing that made you to laugh was because you felt like God cannot do this thing, you have a problem. How dare can you explain God telling somebody, go to the fish, go to the river, catch any fish. When you open the mouth of the fish, money will be in the mouth. Remove it, pay tax. People of God, how can you explain this thing? Is it not like jargon? If you think it's ordinary, go to River Benue and catch any fish. Remove money from the mouth of the fish. Meaning Jesus just was thinking, they said tax. He said, the next thing that came to his heart was, heart was fish. They just go and catch a fish. They say, money was everywhere in his mind. Money was everywhere. It was the easiest thing to gain. Listen, I heard of this testimony from Pastor Chris. Some of these things we are scared to tell you people, because we are wondering how you would think. I had such a testimony before, but sometimes I hide it because I know people will insult the hell out of me. He said, somebody came with some money and was counting for a project for church. So he said, keep counting. It was over 300,000. Now, it was not up to the money they wanted. So he told the guy, keep counting. It got to 300,000. He said, just keep counting till I say stop. The guy kept counting the money till he got to the amount they needed. Then he said, stop. And he stopped. Listen, as I said it now, I know what is happening in your mind. But let me go to this old father of faith because I know you believe them more. You heard the testimony. If we didn't hear from the CAC president, I would have thought that they were lying. It was the present CAC president that said the story. That somebody came and kept money under the pillow of Apostle Babalola and said, Daddy, keep it for me. I'm going for a business. When she left, people came in need of money. He said, open the pillow. Imagine it was 30,000. Open the pillow. Remove 10,000. They remove. The next day, another person came. He needed 30,000. He said, open the pillow. Remove 30,000. The next day, another person came. He said, open the pillow. Remove another money. Until like 7 days, the woman came back. He said, open the pillow. Remove your money. The money did not finish. And you see what is happening in our heart? Are you seeing what is happening in the atmosphere? People are like, I beg, finish, but they go, jagger. You know, lamba. You know, it's because you are used to naturality. If somebody comes and says, Boko Haram shot me, he passed through my neck. I saw the bullet hit that one. In an Indian film. When we say God can do all things, what are you saying? When we say God can do all things, what are you thinking? Now, that's not just it. Paul said, I can do all things through what? Christ strengthens me. Shabaka labaya. He said all things. See, you are the one that will walk out salvation. This dimension, you are the one that will walk it out. You must expect it. Another story says he went to a mountain to pray and they had a loaf of bread. Then he gave his voice and said, eat this bread before I will come back. But before I come back, keep on eating the bread. And while on the mountain, he prayed for 7 days. They said he was a man of prayer. And when he came down from the mountain, the people were eating the bread. The next day, it comes number. They eat bread. The next day, bread is full. And they came, Baba, you said you were coming for some minutes. Why 7 days? The person said, that's not the real question. Baba, you gave us a loaf of bread. We have been eating this bread for 7 days. See, it is still new. What is this? Then he laughed and said something in Yoruba. The translation is this. He said, didn't I tell you to be eating till I come? Because our words and speeches are not from what? Enticing words from man's wisdom. Another story that hit me. We're looking at the testimony in Mamati. We couldn't sit down. And that is why I told her. I said, you see that miracle money testimony? Apostle Babalola was one of the first person that did miracle money. You, in your generation, you have read accounting too much to not understand that money can replicate. Abi, should we say the person that said the testimony is not your friend? Because that same apostle that's been hitting that man, that same apostle always highlight Apostle Babalola. And I hope that apostle have seen that his favorite apostle was one of the first apostles that did miracle money. Let me see what he will come and say now. I am waiting for the next video. Are you people here tonight? That the man was traveling and fuel finished.
And he said, where do we buy fuel? He said, no place. He said, gather me sand. He looked at the sand and said, God, change this sand to fuel till I get to where I'm going to. They poured the sand, the car on, as I am moving. Hey. Hey. Pastor Simon, please, before our head will scatter, stop these things you are saying. I mean, a mechanic man is saying you are an idiot for what you just said now. Another person came and said the testimony like this, that they were in a church and somebody came and said, this car is a gift to you. He said, okay, wait. He wanted to call his brothers to come and see the car. He came, the car was nowhere to be found. Drove the car for about 6 years. He has already understood the algorithm, cooking with his wife in the kitchen. And another person came, and this car is for you. He said, stand here, don't move. Honey, as he turned to do honey, he turned back. The guy has moved. New car. Pastor Simon, where did that car come from? Do I know? Was there a car? Yes, there was a car. The person that said this testimony on live TV for the world to, is he a fool? No, he's not a fool. He is a PhD holder. He has sense. And one thing I can tell you about these folks, that's where my spiritual father came from. Prophet Solomon Abbey. I can tell you they are people of prayer. And I've told you before that prayer is the common denominator through the Old Testament to the New Testament for manifestation. Whatever dimension they saw in the world, they called it forth into manifestation by prayer. We have seen even better right now in the New Testament. What remains is the calling forth unto manifestation by what? Prayer. Listen, don't joke with your life. Don't joke with your life. Mean business with the Lord. Mean real business. Are you listening to me? The height of it is that somebody locked you and your family in a bottle and you're not prospering. That you started a project, you cannot finish it. Get angry. Get angry with the fire of the Holy Ghost and come out of that bottle. That a man was jealous of your business rising. And he said, you today, from today I'm planting a charm, you will not rise. Ah, Makora Gabaya. He has made a mistake because today, as you are hearing this thing and fire is rising from your inside, that man will regret whatever he has ever done. Be on your feet as we pray. I want to charge you people tonight. Are you all listening to me? I know some of you have things you have been trusting God for years. Some of you have things you can't share with anybody. You have things in your family that you have been hiddenly praying about. You have things in your life you have been hiddenly praying. They have become like shame, reasons for shame for you. But tonight I tell you the truth. If you can rise in the spirit of prayer and fire in just these 10 minutes, in these 10 minutes, in these 10 minutes, fire will erupt from this place. Fire will erupt from this place. Into those situations. Paradababu sakata. Lebababunda kataya. Parakabababande kabababa. Fire will erupt. Fire will erupt. Shapakata. Fire will erupt. You are saying, God, as a man of God, I dare to be anointed. The work you have given me, that ministry you have given me, that fellowship, all of a sudden, every soul destined to that fellowship, every soul destined to that cell, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, Satan seems to have grip upon them from tonight. Lord, in my family, that situation with my dad, that is a situation with my mom. Tonight, as I pray, the power of the Holy Ghost. Shakapakakaya. Ponde kabaratakataliya kababa. Shabakataliya katalatakate. Para katalana kataliya kananananananaya. Shabakata rakabaya. Tonight, Lord, I mean business with you. I mean business with you. Alapakata. They, the Lord your God, they shall be strong. The effectual prayer, fervent, continuous prayer of the righteous, it causes tremendous power. Tremendous power to
you pray. Make power available now. In 5 minutes, somebody blow your trumpet in the spirit. Blow your trumpet in the spirit. Let them know that the victim is now a victor. Let them know that the victim is to death. Spirit flow, spirit flow in the direction of my knee. Spirit flow, spirit flow, spirit flow. Shire, may I see the power of God. May I see the power of God. May I see the power of God. Tande kamba tonde kalas. Shapakota kapa pakata pakata shapakata eshakapala kapa rapakata lapadia kata ragata lakata na papa parakata lakata kata eshabakata kadia kapa roponde kapa pelataya shalada balakata lakadia kapa lato ah rapapa papa enanananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananan Bakasula Naba Ishala Ladaba Babaria Kato. Jesus, the Bible said, said a parable to the end that men ought to pray, else situation will come around them that will make them faint. Lepa Katalia Liata. It does not look glorious. What you are doing does not look nice. But the Bible says God uses the foolish things of the world. He used the ignorable things of the world. He used the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. Shabakataya. I'm tired of being a Christian with stupid experiences around me. I'm tired of being a Christian and anything goes, anything happens. Ash. 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 Like a lion tonight, I mark my territory. I set boundaries. Satan, your time is up. Pashkas kalia. Rakatabakatabia kataya. Satan over my family. Satan over my business. Eshala taniaka pande kaka rekas. It's the Holy Ghost Spirit of the living God. As long as you are a child of God, Satan will attack anything that concerns you. He doesn't want you to prosper the kingdom by your prosperity. But tonight you have realized your fire and you are taking me out from the heat of this fire. This fire is translating, is getting into every space of your life. I want some of you to pray and say, Lord, set me on fire. Paul said, quench not the spirit. Tell the Lord, set me on fire. Fire is the answer. Fire is the answer. Set me on fire. Tell the Lord, set me on fire. Kashala. Hashala. Lord, set me on fire. It's changing everything in this place in obedience to Christ. He's moving everything out of your life in obedience to Christ. I see the cloud shifting. I see hands of victory. I see sounds of victory. I hear songs of victory. Anything in your life in the name of Jesus been withholding you, now in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost, I see limitation, and now break, 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 break every limitation, every limitation, every limitation holding you back. Right now, be removed. Be removed. I command you free. There's victory in your hands by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. All that you have seen before, I hear the word of the Lord, what the canker worms, what the devil have stolen, the Lord said you are getting them even double, and that the eyes of your heart are enlightened to become completely different. Now those things you feel like saying in your heart, as the Holy Ghost gives you utterance, let them rise. If you feel like saying anything crazy, let it rise. Don't be scared. Close your eyes. Don't look at me. Just focus in your spirit. As you feel like saying anything, let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Now everybody just pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit.
the spirit. Lord, endue him with your spirit. Let those walls begin to rise. Let it begin to rise. Like mighty waters, like rushing mighty waters. They begin to rise. 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 Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise and we worship you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for your word to us tonight. Thank you for your glory around us. We know our lives can never remain the same. In the name of Jesus. Let's be seated.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.